Right. Well, if you have your Bibles this morning, you can find your place in Joshua chapter number one. Joshua chapter number one this morning. And we will be there momentarily. But, you know, I want you to imagine, if you would, just for a moment, that one morning you wake up and you reach for your phone, you scroll the news, you hear the chaos. Before the coffee, before your breakfast, and that's the first thing that you fill yourself with in the morning when you first wake up. Now imagine that you wake up, and instead of reaching for your phone, you reach for your Bible, you open your Bible, and before you hear any voice from the world, you hear the voice of God. You hear God's voice. And you know, one habit fills you with anxiety, right? You wake up, you look at the news and what happened overnight, and then for the rest of the day, you're just filled with anxiety and worry and, oh, what's going to happen now? And, you know, I've often said over the years, you know, the best thing that as a Christian we can do is just to turn the TV off. Just turn the news off. Don't really pay any attention to it, because God is still in control. And when we do that, the other can fill us with peace and with power. You know, just like breakfast, you know, they say breakfast is what? The most important meal of the day. Now, I don't, you know, I very rarely have breakfast. You know, I usually have like one meal a day, and I've done that for years. And, you know, it's just how I've always been. And very rarely we'll go out, we'll get breakfast, or we'll make something at home for breakfast, or whatever the case may be. But just like breakfast fuels your body, daily Bible reading fuels our spirits and fuels our souls. And just like skipping meals, you know, weakens the body. You know, I remember here a couple weeks ago, we had done treatment one afternoon, and Manny had to go off to work, and it was a Friday, I think it was, and I went in, and it was Wednesday, and we finished treatment that morning, and went in after Manny went to work, and to lay down. But the problem with that was I hadn't eaten anything that day, and so after treatment, I felt myself just like not feeling good, not feeling the greatest. And I thought, oh, okay, I do need to eat something. But I was also tired because we'd gotten up super early and we had already had a late night. So I went in and I laid down and got a nap. And sure enough, when I woke up, I was, you know, refreshed and ready to go. But I still needed to get a meal. I still needed to get something to eat. And, you know, just like skipping those meals, you know, weakens our body. Skipping the Word of God starves our soul. And today what we're going to talk about is the discipline in devotion, or the discipline of devotion, making Bible reading more than just an occasional snack, but a consistent meal, a consistent feast. And so we see here God's strategy for success, and more specifically, God's strategy for Joshua's success. And so you're there, Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1. And who would like to read there verse number 8? Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. Miss Martha, go ahead.
Joshua 1, 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success.
All right. Thank you there, Ms. Martha. And so we see here in Joshua chapter 1, Joshua, we find him here, and he's stepping into Moses' shoes. And he has a nation of millions that he's going to be responsible for, a nation of millions that he's going to be responsible to lead. But also he has giants in the land. He has battles ahead. And no human could do what Joshua was about to embark on alone. No human could do what Joshua was about to embark on by himself. But God doesn't just hand Joshua a sword, a map, or a military council. No, the Bible says that this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. God gives him a book. God gives him a book. And God didn't say here, read it once and you're good. That's not what he said. He said, meditate day and night. Not just study it, but saturate your mind with it. In other words, let it fill your thoughts. Let it fill your mind. Let it guide your speech. Let it direct your actions. Why? For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt find good success. In your entire Bible, Genesis through Revelation, the only time you find the word success is here in Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8. That's the only time you find that word success. And it's tied back to the Bible. It's tied back to the Word of God. It's tied back to Scripture. And so if you want a successful Christian life, then we need to be in the Bible. We need to be in the Word of God. And God ties success, again, not to strength, not to strategy. And certainly those things are important, but he ties them to Scripture. He ties them to the Word of God. Not to how smart we are, but to how saturated we are with God's Word. You don't have to turn there, but Psalm 1, 2, and 3, the Bible says, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. And then Job 23 and verse 2, 23 and verse 12, the Bible says, I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. And I've always liked that verse in Job because, you know, we talk about, okay, yes, we need food. Yes, we need meals. Yes, we need to have nourishment and sustaining. But the Bible makes it clear that even more important than food is the Bible. Even more important than food is the Word of God. There's a story told of a salad that didn't work. And, you know, did you ever try to eat one salad and expect to lose 10 pounds? I mean, you know, one salad a year, you think, okay, I need to lose a little weight. This one salad, that's going to solve all my problems. Or maybe you've gone to the gym once and, you know, you say, okay, if I look in the mirror, you know, I'll have abs and I'll be fit and I'll, you know, I won't have to do anything here at the gym but look in the mirror. We laugh at that because that's exactly what it is. It's laughable. But many approach the Bible the same way. They say, well, I read a chapter last week. I'm good for a little while. And then we wonder, well, why am I still struggling? Because spiritual growth is like physical health. It takes consistent input. And just like one salad won't transform your health, one chapter won't transform your heart. But a daily habit will. And so we need to make sure that we are making the Bible a daily habit. And just as muscles, you know, they grow with repetition, your faith grows. Our faith grows with repetition in the Word of God. And so we want to see this morning how we can build the habit of Bible reading. How we can build the habit of Bible reading. And this is how we can move from theory to transformation. Remember, the last couple of weeks we've been in Ephesians. In the first four chapters of Ephesians, Paul was dealing with the theological aspect. And then in chapter 5 onward, he was dealing with the practical. And so we've covered the theory. We've covered the theological. That yes, we know we need the Bible. Now we're going to cover the practical. How we can make sure that we do that on a day-by-day basis. Number one, we need to create a sacred time and a sacred place. We need to create a sacred time and a sacred place. Number one, we see that Jesus rose early to pray. Look, if you would, Mark chapter 1. The Gospel of Mark, chapter number 1. Mark chapter 1. And notice there, if you would, verse number 35. The Bible says, "And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place, and there prayed." And so we see Jesus, he rose up early to pray. And, you know, sometimes that's what we'll need to do. Sometimes we'll need to maybe get up a little bit early before we go to work or before we go to school or before we start our day. You know, that extra 10 or 15 minutes to spend, you know, that 10 or 15 minutes in prayer with the Lord to read our Bibles. Not only that, you don't have to turn there, but in Daniel, we see Daniel, he prayed three times a day, morning, afternoon, and night. And so we find these examples in Scripture, what we need to do. And listen, everybody's going to be different. What works for you might not work for me. And what works for me might not work for you. The key is that we find our time, we find our place, and we make it sacred, and we guard it. You know, this year I've made a point to, on my day off, and, you know, Manny and I, we get together, we try and spend time together that way, and I make it a habit on my day off that I don't answer the phone. Unless it's an emergency, I don't answer my phone. And that's the same thing we need to do with our Bible reading and our Scripture. You know, we're there, we're reading our Bible, we're praying, we're having our devotions. I guarantee you, when you're trying to get alone with God, then, you know, there's always going to be a distraction. There's always going to be something there to try and hinder that time. But find your time, make it sacred, and guard it, and protect it. And then secondly, remove distractions. Remove distractions. Turn off your phone. Shut the door. Let this meeting be with God, not just a moment on the run. You know, sometimes when you're running late or you're running behind, you know, you'll grab a granola bar from the counter or something and run out the door and jump in the car. And, you know, you just you feel frazzled or whatever the case may be. And sometimes that's how we treat prayer and Bible reading. We do things on the run. We do things without taking the time to remove the distractions and spend that time with the Lord. But then number three, we need to develop discipline. We need to develop discipline. Don't wait for inspiration. You know, you say, "Oh, well, if I just feel inspired today, you know, I'll read my Bible, or I'll just, you know, read the Scriptures or whatever, or pray." No, you need to start with intention that, okay, today I'm going to pray. Today I'm going to read my Bible. Today I'm going to do my devotion. And discipline comes before delight. The joy will come as the habit forms. So we need to develop that discipline. Number four, use a Bible reading plan. Use a Bible reading plan. You know, in our devotionals, there's a, in the front cover, there's a yearly Bible reading schedule. Make use of it. Read through the Bible in a year. Use a plan that fits your pace, your level. Track your progress, because that's what's going to build momentum. And so you use that Bible reading schedule. And then number five, meditate upon it. Don't just read it. Don't just read it to check off those boxes on the Bible reading schedule. Ask, okay, what is God saying here? What should I do about it? Have a notebook nearby. Write down your thoughts, your verses, your prayers. And just, you know, really enjoy that time in the Word of God. Enjoy that time in the Scriptures. We see here that Joshua, go back there, Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1 and verse number 8. The Bible says, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." We see here that Joshua, he was promised success. Not by clever leadership, not by strength or by whatever else. He was promised the success by constant Scripture, by constant reading of the Word of God. And listen, you don't drift into devotion. You discipline yourself into it. And so this week, let the Word of God, let the Bible be your compass. Let the Bible be your sword. Let the Bible be your daily bread. And, you know, don't let it just collect dust. You know, sometimes we're guilty of when we go home, we put our Bible on the shelf and it just stays there until the next week. Don't let that be the case. Let it dwell richly in you. And so here's our challenge this week. Here's what we want to try and do. Number one, start a Bible reading log. Again, write down what you read, what you learned, what you'll obey, what you need work on. Ask a spiritual partner for accountability. Share your goals. Take sheets of your progress. Pray together. Begin each day with God's voice. Don't open the world's words before you open God's words. And you know, again, you may not feel changed after one day. I can almost guarantee you won't feel changed after one day. But after 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, the Word will change you, but only if you're faithful to it. Psalm 119:105, the Bible says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." This week, let God's word light your way. And not just one day, but every day. Because I guarantee you, you'll never go wrong with God's word. And this week, as you go about it, you're studying your word, there's some review questions there on your handout. Number one, according to Joshua 1:8, when should we meditate on God's word? Number two, what was God's success plan for Joshua? Number three, how is daily Bible reading like physical exercise? Number four, what are two things you can do to remove distractions during Bible time? And then number five, what is one action step you will take this week to build your Bible reading habit? And so, again, if you go back to that start a Bible reading log, write down what you read. You can take these review questions and start by just answering these questions and then dive into some that the Lord has been speaking to you about and you can read. You can start with your devotional and then go from there. Read the daily Bible reading, the daily Bible. In fact, we have 5 days this week, right? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You can go ahead tomorrow, Monday. You can go. You can open your devotion. You can do that daily that day's daily Bible reading. You can do that devotion for the day. And then you can answer question number one there and have your notebook ready. And there, before you know, you probably spent about a good half hour in a devotion that day reading your Bible and being in the Bible and being in the Word of God. And then take, you know, the prayer list on the back of your bulletin. And I think there's about 5 or 6 people in there this week. And maybe pray for one person a day. And there you go. There's your devotion time mapped out for each day of the week. And if you'll do that, you'll let God's word light your way, and not just the one day, but every single day. And so we need discipline and we need devotion, but it only comes through that discipline. Let's pray and ask the Lord's blessing on our time to follow.